This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Merson, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Please open your King James Bibles to the great book of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 28, where we left off last time. Matthew chapter 8, verse 28. Before we begin, I want to invite every Christian in America to join me every Wednesday at 6 p.m., either here where I am or wherever you are, to pray fervently for America, that Jesus be our Lord, the Bible our book, that we be free again and lift up the name and the power and the blood of Jesus to this world. You're also invited to come each Sunday at 5 p.m. for the live radio broadcast taping. I am in Suntree, Florida. I am right beside Scott Merson's The Produce Place. The Produce Place is at the corner of Wickham Road and Panita Causeway. I am right there. You'll see a little sign with a green arrow. I am at 2565 Sellers Lane, Melbourne, Florida. And now, Matthew chapter 8, verse 28. As the curtain comes up, Jesus has just come down from the mountain where he's delivered the beautiful Sermon on the Mount to his disciples so they would teach us. And he told his disciples, "Let us get in a boat and go to the other side." But when they got into the boat, Cain, in a hurry, tried to kill Jesus and the disciples. You know, Cain was the first murderer. Hurry, Cain, all right. But Jesus rebuked the wind, said, "Peace, be still." And so Jesus is omnipotent. The winds and the waves obeyed his will, and they got safely to the other side.
Amen. 28. And when he was coming to the other side, into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils.
All right. Now, there are evil spirits, demons, and devils. When it says devils, that's even stronger than a demon or an evil spirit. That means the lunatic spirit. The actual essence of the devil has actually occupied them. Just as the lunatic spirit has taken over America, the lunatic spirit lies, steals, destroys, and controls.
Coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce.
Violent.
So that no man might pass by that way.
Afraid of them.
29. And behold, they cried out, saying, "What are we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time?"
Evil spirits and every spirit knows that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Now, all the evil spirits know that after the great white throne judgment, they're going to have to walk into the lake of fire, perish and be no more. But right now, these demons didn't want to go there. They said, "Please, let us have a little more time to have fun."
30. And there was a good way out from them, and heard of many swine feeding.
A hog crop. Do you know Leviticus 11 says that a swine, a pig, a hog is the most unclean thing in the world? You see, pigs don't have sweat glands, so what they eat, they do not eliminate. So yummy, 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 bacon yummy, yummy to your tummy. And Leviticus says it'll make you sick. They're the most unclean thing. But boy, there's a hog crop out there.
31. If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine.
Now, they have no taste. A demon, an evil spirit, needs a body so they can have fun. In other words, they have no taste. If you're going to cast us out of these two men's bodies, Jesus, at least let us go into the pig. No taste whatsoever.
32. And he said unto them, "Go."
The word of his power.
And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine, And behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters.
Even the most unclean animal you can think of, they are nature's vacuum cleaner. They eat rats, they eat rotten tomatoes, they eat people's debris. Even they have more pride than to let an evil spirit stay in them. And yet there are some human beings that love their familiar spirits. They don't want to be separated from them. And then there's the great United States of America has allowed the lunatic spirit of the devil to take us over in America, lying, stealing, destroying, and controlling.
33. And then it kept them fled and went their way into the city and told everything and what was referred to the possessed of the devils.
They said, this man cast out these devils out of these lunatic people.
34. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus.
Oh, maybe they're going to accept him as the Messiah. I hope so, don't you?
And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coast.
Uh-oh, no such thing. They loved money more than the Master. America, you've loved money more than the Master.
Matthew chapter 9, verse 1.
From God's heart to my heart to your heart. America, arise and live. Amen. America, arise and live.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Verse 1. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city.
That would be Capernaum. Jesus had a house there. It means city of compassion.
Verse 2. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy.
Palsy means this man was paralyzed. He could not walk. He was crippled.
Lying on a bed.
Now, it's not a bed like we have. It was called a pallet. In other words, they carried him on a pallet. Now, right now, the United States of America is paralyzed and lying on its pallet because America is crippled. America has been captured without a shot being fired. We've gone into our houses, shut down our business, shut down our churches, and we're lying on a pallet. We're crippled. We cannot walk. We're paralyzed. America.
And Jesus, seeing their faith.
Jesus saw their faith. Did you know you can see people who have faith? Don't tell me you have faith unless I see your life. He saw their faith in that they believed if they took this paralyzed man lying on a pallet that Jesus would heal him. So he saw their faith. Do people see your faith?
And unto the sick.
America, does people see your faith?
Amen. Paul, see? Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee.
My goodness, they want him to heal him. He says, son, your sins be forgiven thee. Now, only God can forgive sins. Some sicknesses are caused by sin. Others are caused by an iron falls on your head and breaks your optic nerve and makes you blind. There are different kinds of things, okay? Now, America is sin sick. But there is no greater sickness than sin. In other words, if America would do 2 Chronicles 7:14, you would be healed. So God can say to you, America, your sins be forgiven.
3. And behold, certain of the scribes said,
Now this is the phony church leaders. They are outwardly pretending to be great men of God, but inwardly they are whited sepulchres.
In themselves, this man blasphemeth.
Even they, in their sin, knew that only God can forgive sins. And Jesus just said, I forgive your sins.
Verse 4. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts.
Jesus can read your mind. Don't ever think you're fooling him.
Said, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts?
Mind.
5. For whether is it easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk?
Which is easier? It's easier to say to somebody who's paralyzed, your sins be forgiven. Why? Because nobody knows whether God forgave them or not. But if you say arise and walk, that's really hard because somebody's going to expect you to do that, okay? So, you see America. Now, let's see. You have sinned and you're crippled. Let's see what you can do.
6. But that you may know that the Son of Man had power on earth to forgive sins.
So Jesus is now saying, okay, I'm ready to let you know that I am Emmanuel, God with us. I am the Word made flesh.
Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go into thine house.
Okay, America, you are sin sick. You're lying there crippled. Even your church, you don't even know what to do. You don't know how to fast. You don't know how to pray. You don't know how to get up and walk. America, church, God's people called by his name, Christ, Christian, humble yourself. That means to fast, pray, seek his face, turn from your wicked ways, repent, make him everything. God will hear from heaven. He'll forgive your sins, and he'll heal your land, amen. Just like he's going to heal this man.
Yes. 7. And he arose and departed into his house.
He arose and departed to his house. So you see, America, it's very simple. But it has to be all of you. Some of you say, I sure hope those other Americans repent. No, it means you. You little teenagers. You. Are you putting God first? Of course you're not. You're looking for fun. You're looking for money. You're looking for fame. You're looking for this. You're looking for that. Have you given up on your whole life for God, America, church? When you do that, if every Christian in America who's for real a Christian, if you will do 2 Chronicles 7:14, Jesus will say, arise, America, and live.
Amen.
8. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto man.
Yes, he was man in the flesh. Verily, verily, man in the flesh. But verily, verily, God.
9. And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of customs.
Now, this is before Matthew, who wrote this by the Holy Spirit, got converted. He's going to give us his testimony. Matthew was a tax collector, receipt of customs, and everybody hated tax collectors. I mean, we don't really love the IRS too much, do we? Okay, they hated tax collectors. Matthew's name was Levi before Jesus converted him, and he was of the tribe of Levi and the priesthood, and Matthew means gift of God, but he was a tax collector. Everybody hated tax collectors.
And he saith unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him.
Look at that. He didn't say, wait a minute, I got to get some more taxes. I got to go to college first. I want to have a little fun here. I want to do this. I want to buy a new house. I want to get a new car. I want to get married. No, no, no. Why did Matthew get up and follow him? Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. Well, my sheep hear my voice, they will follow me. Why? Matthew, like in every generation, would be called the elect, the remnant, and now the elect. In every generation, Matthew, like in many generations and like the very elect now, was chosen from before the foundation of the world. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Foundation is a Greek word, katabole, Satan's rebellion in the first earth age. 2 Peter 3:6, the world that then was. When Lucifer rebelled, one third of God's children were all there. When you die, the spirit returns to God who gave it within a spirit body. One third of all of God's children followed Satan. One third were lukewarm. That's the same betrayal. But one third in the spirit got up, Revelation 12, and fought for God and were chosen then, had been sent out in every generation to proclaim the oracles of truth. Right now, here, the very elect. And Matthew is one of those. Yes. I'll tell you something. If you're an elect, when you hear the voice of God calling you, you will give it all up. You will leave father, mother, houses, brothers, lands, fame. You'll give your fun up. You'll give your money away. You'll give your life for him.
Amen.
The elect always say, yes, Lord.
Yes,
10. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came down and sat with them and his disciples.
The publicans are tax collectors. Nobody liked them and sinners. Now, it doesn't say whose house. It might have been Jesus' house. Or it might have been a roadside diner. Now, we always love sinners because we are here to win them to Jesus. But remember, we don't marry them. We don't make them our best friend. We witnessed to them. Okay, there they are, eating.
11. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples.
Now, this is the phony church leaders.
Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners?
I mean, really, we are holier than that. I mean, we, of course, don't sin. We go to church all the time, at least on Sunday, and we don't drink, and we don't chew, and we don't go with those who do. We're better, but we haven't given our lives to God. We haven't given it all up. We haven't given everything we have to him yet, but boy, are we righteous.
12. But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick.
He's saying this with tongue in cheek. You think you're whole. Only people who know they have sinned need the great physician. You see, sin is the most horrible disease there is. America is dying because you've sinned. The wages of sin is death. There is no sickness so great as sin. But you see, a lot of people in church, God's people, my people called by my name, you don't think you sin. You think you're good because you go to church and maybe you even give your tithes. But you see, did you ever realize that if you didn't give your life away, that completely to God, that that's just as bad as any old sin? Oh, no. If you think you've never sinned, then you don't need to be saved, but you need it more than anyone. See, on the outside, it looks good. You go to church. You're real sweet. You're real nice. But the inside, you're whited sepulchres. You don't even know you're lost. My people, call by my name. Humble yourselves. Pray. Seek his face. Turn from your wicked ways. He'll heal your sin-sick soul.
13. But go ye and learn what that meaneth.
Jesus says to the church leaders, maybe you better go study and see what I'm talking about.
I will have mercy and not sacrifice.
Jesus quotes Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. God says, I appreciate all the things you do as a Christian, but I want your heart. See, traditions of men make void the word of God. Just going to church one time, but does it make a difference? Are you making a difference out there? Are you all robed in Christianity and inside your whited sepulchres, just as hateful, just as lukewarm as the world? Now, Hosea in the Hebrew means the same thing as Jesus' name in the Hebrew and as Joshua's name in the Hebrew, Yeshua.
For I am come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
In other words, if you always thought you were real good and never saw that you were a miserable, rotten sinner, you can't even be saved. You're hopeless. Confession is made into salvation. We confess, we repent, we believe.
Amen.
14. Then came to him the disciples of John.
Now, this is John the Baptist. Now, we learned that John the Baptist, Jesus said, if you could receive this, John the Baptist is the prophet Elijah. Because we know in Malachi chapter 4, we know that Jesus says before his first appearance and his second appearance, the prophet Elijah would come. So the anointing of Elijah, the spirit of Elijah, came in John the Baptist. One of the two witnesses, of whom you're going to be very aware pretty soon, also has the spirit of Elijah. They always tell you they're two fathers. So here comes John the Baptist's disciples.
Saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast oft, but thy disciples fast not?
Now, they were not reprimanding Jesus. They knew he was the Messiah. But of course, John the Baptist and his students would fast because we're supposed to fast. It's one of the greatest weapons in your arsenal to defeat the devil, to get a country back to God, to get the cancer out. I mean, it's awesome. But he said, we notice y'all are eating a lot. Why is that?
15. And Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them?
Jesus is the bridegroom, and his church would be the bride. Have you ever gone to a wedding where they did not have great food? First of all, they got that great big beautiful cake. and they got a meal that you would just die for. I mean, no. In other words, Jesus is there, and the disciples recognize that this is the promised Messiah. And when Jesus comes back, he's going to have the marriage supper of the Lamb. Boy, are we going to eat. We're going to eat the body of Jesus. We're going to drink the blood of Jesus. And we're going to live forever.
Amen.
It will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast.
Jesus says, I'm training them now. They're so happy to be with me. But in about 3 years, I'm going to die on a cross. I'm going to be crucified. And then I'm going to ascend back to heaven where I'll ever live to make intercession for us. And then my church will fast because they won't know what to do about the nation. They won't know what to do about the cancer. They won't know what to do about the marriage, the relationship, the job, the money, the work, the life. They won't know what to do. And they won't know what to do when the lunatic spirit takes over, because this kind comes out but by prayer and fasting. As I told you, the lunatic spirit, Revelation 13, the first beast there is the political system of the Antichrist. The second beast of Revelation 13 is the Antichrist himself. He's about to come. Right now, the communist, socialist, Marxist, Antichrist political system, they have taken over the lunatic spirit in America. And they're the communist, socialist, Marxist. And so, how do we do it? My people, called by my name, humble themselves. Humble means to fast. So you see, now if your doctor tells you not to fast, you're sick, don't do it. But you want to get a lifestyle of fasting. I do it periodically. Paul did it. Jesus did it. And it is one of your greatest weapons. It's not just to do without food and look at your cell phone all day long. Fast from your cell phone, too. Fast from food and feast on God. And it increases your sensitivity to hear God's voice. And then he'll show you what to do about America, what to do about the cancer, what to do about the job, what to do about the money, what to do about the relationship. Fasting, fasting, fasting. Amen. This kind of America comes out of our prayer and fasting. All of you who are Christians, let's get a fast going on in America.
Amen. 16.
No man putteth a piece of new cloth into an old garment.
Now, Jesus is not changing the subject. You see, these Pharisees and church leaders were all set in their ways. One verse and 3 points. Traditions of men which make void the word of God. They could not stand that the Holy Spirit might bring all kind of miracles and all kind of visions. They knew nothing about the truth of God's word.
For that which is put in to fill it up, taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse.
Now, in early America, the Depression, they wore overalls. We might call them jeans. They would wash them and wash them and wash them, and they would shrink and shrink and shrink. But then when somebody got a hole in their jeans, because in the Depression you didn't have money to buy a new pair of jeans, Mama would say, I'm going to put a patch in those jeans. But if she got a new piece of denim, when you wash the jeans again, the new piece was not pre-shrunk and it would pucker. You let somebody know who set in the traditions of men, one verse and 3 points, that there was a world that then was, the three earth ages, that there was a seduction in the garden, the fallen angels, the order of the trumps, boy, were they pucker. See, the chief Pharisees, they were puckering. Jesus, we got it made here. We just pretend to be God's people. We're getting all this money. We're getting all this fun.
17. Neither do men put old wine into new bottles.
Now, in Bible times, they had grape vineyards, and they would go out there and gather the grape juice, and they would not put it in a glass bottle. They put it in a leather bottle, all right? A leather bottle. Now, when a leather bottle has been aged somewhat, it does not have any give in it. It won't give at all. It just, in other words, it's solid. It's solid. It will not give. But new wine ferments. That means new wine expands.
Else the bottles break.
If you put new wine into old bottles, leather bottles that are aged and don't give, the leather would break when the new wine starts to expand.
And the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish.
In other words, that's a total loss. Okay. Again, you can take a Christian who's been going to church all their life, but they're very satisfied with one verse and 3 points. Traditions of men would make void the word of God. They don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They don't operate in miracles. They don't operate in all of the gifts of Holy Spirit. And if you try to tell them anything else, they pucker. But you can take a new convert who has never been to church, does not have the old wine in them. Let me give you an example. Our beautiful Laura Stevens. She came to my place about 18 years ago. She had no old wine in her. She had not gone to church. She was not saved. She didn't have any misconceptions in her. The Lord saved her. And Laura came to every service I had, and I mean I had a lot, even my musical programs. I wrote from the Bible, the whole play, the music, and she got it in her, and she got it in her, and she got it in her. Laura did not pucker when I said there was a world that then was, and we were there in our spiritual body, because I showed her where it was in the Bible. She did not pucker, and she did not break when I said that there was a seduction in the garden. That old serpent was not a snake. That's one of the devil's names. He's an angel. He seduced Eve, wholly beguiled her, and bore Cain, the first murderer. She did not pucker when I told her the fallen angels came, and they're coming again. She did not pucker when I taught her the order of the trumps, that the sixth trump is the Antichrist. He's about to come, but he's going to make the world think he's Jesus, and the seventh is Jesus. And Wednesday night, when we gathered here and prayed for America, that new wine into a new bottle, Laura Stevens, the anointing came on her, and I now decree and declare that Laura Stevens is now an anointed woman of God.
Let they put new wine into new bottles. And both are preserved.
And both are preserved.
18. While he spoke these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him.
All right. Luke chapter 8 says this ruler's name is Jairus.
Saying, my daughter is even now dead. But come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live.
Now, the Gospel of Luke and other Gospels tells us that Jairus' little daughter was 12 years old. In biblical numerics, 12 is a number of government. It represents the 12 tribes of Israel. Remember that Paul told us these things happen in the Bible for an example for those of the end. There were 12 tribes, there are 12 tribes, but they are split. Two of them call themselves the house of Judah. They are not here where we are. There are the 10 tribes, the larger bulk of the 12 tribes, after being captured by Sennacherib, migrated over the Caucasus Mountains, settled Europe, and founded these United States of America. The larger bulk of the 12 tribes, the 10 tribes, are here in America. But we are dead in trespasses and sin. And Jairus represents those of us who elect us saying, Lord Jesus, come back to America and heal little dead America.
Amen.
Amen. 19. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples.
So you see, America, you're dead in trespasses of sin. You don't even know who you are. If you will humble yourselves, pray, seek God's face, turn from your wicked ways, Jesus will come back to our house. Jesus, come back to America.
Yes.
Jesus says, I will. It's not too late.
20. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years.
Okay. This woman has been bleeding for 12 years. There's the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, she, just like the little girl is this 12 years there, in the mouth of two or three witches, a man is established. When you bleed, 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 you're about to die. America bled out Jesus from the schools. America bled out the Ten Commandments from America. America bled out the Word of God. America bled out morality. And America is dead in trespasses and sin. I mean, you're not going to make it, America.
Came behind him and touched the hem of his garment.
Whoa, wait just a minute. Now, this is America. We're crawling. Oh, Lord Jesus, let us touch the hem of your garment. Jesus, by his father, by Mary's father, was of the tribe of Judah, the king line, but by Mary's mother, the tribe of Levi, the priesthood. So he had on the priest shawl, and there's a tassel there called the tallith, And in the hem of that garment is written the Word of God. Amen. Psalm 107:20, the woman knows, America knows. He sent His Word and healed them. His Word is life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Proverbs 4:22.
Amen. 21, for she said within herself, if I may but touch His garment, I shall be whole.
If only we would get Jesus back in our house here, and if only America would touch the Word of God, we would be healed. He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Psalm 107:20, them, America. Amen.
22, then Jesus turned him about, and when He saw her, He said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole.
Now, other Gospels say that before He turned about, Jesus said, who touched me? Now, there were thousands of people touching Him. His disciples said, Jesus, we think you're a little touched. Who touched you? Everybody's touching you. He said, no, virtue has gone out from me. When the Holy Spirit of God and Jesus the Word is in you, and you pray for a person or you pray for a nation, out of your belly flows rivers of living water, and you can feel, and you feel it hit the nation, you feel it hit the person. Amen. And if you are totally submitted to Jesus, and that anointing is in you, that is Jesus. The virtue goes out of you, because that is Jesus the healer going out of you.
Amen. And the woman was made whole from that hour.
Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Jesus, come to our house, America. Yes, all 50 states, in the government, the educational system, the homes, the banks, the post offices, all the schools, Lord, in the hearts of your people. And all living Word of God, revive us again. Genesis 1 through Revelation 22, make us whole. Arise, America, from the dead, O Lord, O living yes. Word. Send your word and heal America. Deliver us from this destruction of the political system of the communist, socialist, Marxist, Antichrist.
23, and when Jesus came into the ruler's house.
Okay, he's there now. He's in the house.
And saw the men.
So you see, he asked Jesus to come. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus is in the house. Where two or more gather together in my name, he's there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I worship you.
Those are the people making a noise.
Now, they were professional mourners. They would wear sackcloth and ashes and weep and wail and play musical instruments, professional mourners.
24, and he said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn.
Now, actually, the maid was in the transition to going to paradise, so she was really what we would say clinically dead, okay? But they laughed him to scorn. Right now, if the communist, socialist, Marxist, lunatic spirit that has captured America, because we're not free anymore, if they knew that God's people called by God's name were humbling ourselves, seeking His face, praying, turning from our wicked ways, and that we believe that Jesus is coming back to America and will resurrect us again, they would laugh us to scorn.
25. And when the people were put forth.
Now, the first thing Jesus did, He put out all the doubters out of the room. Another gospel says He let Peter, James, and John go into the little girl's room with Jairus the father and the little girl's mother. So right now, let's put out all the people who do not believe that God will still deliver America. Here on Wednesday night, we meet. We had seven people here Wednesday night. The number of God's perfection. Every one of us believed, and the power of God fell. Amen. I'd rather have seven people who believe than 7,000. Yes. When you got a crowd, you got a mess. Most people don't believe. They just go to church for some reason I do not know. They have devils, they have demons, they're not consecrated, and they don't know what to do. But you have to believe. I also want to say this. When you're sick, especially with cancer, make sure that everybody's out of your life who does not believe. Even the doctor, if he does not believe. Because, see, one doubting person, when we're praying for America, one doubting person who does not believe you can be healed of cancer or anything else just messes up the whole thing. Many people die too soon because somebody was in the room that did not believe. Out doubters, come in believers.
Amen.
He went in, and he took her by the hand, and the maid arose.
Other gospels said he speak Aramaic because she spoke Aramaic. As she's moving into the paradise, we don't know which side, he spoke in her language. He said, Talitha Kumar, little damsel, arise. And she came back into her body and she arose. And then Jesus told his parents, give her some meat. So America, you're dead in trespasses sin. Repent of your sins. God's people call by your name. Jesus, come back to our house. Amen. Word of God, come back to our house. And let America arise and live. And church people, don't you eat and drink the milk anymore. That's why you're so weak. That's why you don't know what's going on. That's why you don't raise the dead, heal the sick, or cast out devils. And so eat the meat of God's word. The three earth ages, the seduction in the garden, the order of the trumps, the fallen angels, and the fact that right now the political system of the Antichrist has captured America. But we can be free. Oh, hallelujah. America, arise and live. I pray you are blessed. At this time, I'm going to introduce to you the owner of the produce place in Suntree, Florida, right beside my place, man of God, my twin friend, Scott Merson. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing very well, Miss Sherry. What a powerful message tonight.
Powerful. That was awesome. The word of his power.
Word of God.
Well, David left his stuff in the car. Ezekiel put his stuff in the bag. What is Scott's stuff?
And he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Luke 1:17.
Absolutely. That's also Malachi 4. John the Baptist, the spirit of Elijah came in him. You know, the Elijah anointing always tells you there are two fathers. We do that here. Just thought you'd like to know. In a moment, I'm going to give you a great testimony of someone who was sick. I normally pray for you there, but let's get everybody saved right now. If you're not saved, pray this prayer with me. Mean it. And God will write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life right now. Here we go. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I repent of all my sins.
I repent of all my sins.
I believe that the blood of Jesus,
I believe that the blood of Jesus
is able to wash away all my sins.
Is able to wash away all my sins.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Omission and commission.
Omission and commission.
Baptize, fill, and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Baptize, fill, and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Grow me in your word.
Grow me in your word.
And use me. To win many souls to Jesus.
To win many souls to Jesus.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen. 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 Now, for those of you out in cyberspace, if you accepted the Lord, confession is made into salvation, I invite you to call me. My announcer will give you my number in a little bit and leave that message on my voicemail. Now, normally at this time, I pray for the sick, but so you'll know that God's answering our prayers, I'm giving you a testimony. Our beautiful friend Paula and her husband have a business here. And so one night, not too long ago, her husband Steve went to check on the business, but he was attacked and mercilessly beaten, violently beaten, almost killed. His nose was broken and he went into a coma. Paula called us and Scott and I prayed and he came out of the coma and he was home again. But they had x-rayed him and his nose was broken. So a few days ago, they took him back. The doctor said, let me see how your broken nose is doing because the x-ray said your nose is broken. So they took another x-ray and they said, goodness, there must be something wrong. This x-ray says your nose is never broken. You know, doctors don't give up. They really believe in sickness. So the doctor said, let's take another x-ray. He took another one, no broken nose. Amen. Miracle. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, Scott and I prayed, but we did not do that. Jesus Christ is alive today.
Amen.
He is still the healer.
Amen.
Yahweh Rapha,
Amen.
The Lord your healer. I pray you are blessed.
Amen.
Now, nothing is given to you to keep, so go and tell. Go and share, and God will give you some more. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is your second best friend, Sherry Medlock. Your best friend is Jesus. Your second best friend, Sherry Medlock, saying, I love you with all my heart. And I can't wait till next time when you and I get together as the family of God to hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of
hey,
the
this is
trumpet
Darrell Evans.
Of truth.
Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's modern worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
turn to Christ.
In your hands now, I'm not afraid with you by my side. I feel your love, it's burning inside me deep down. You draw me close whenever I reach out. You'll always be the strength of my life. I know your hand will always defend me.
Intoxicating you are to me, illuminating you are to see, truly breathtaking you are to breathe, sending my head swimming you are. And I've lost my mind, I'm sure I finally need to apologize for my lack of inhibition, for my belligerent condition, but with you this near, I'm dizzy.
Inebriated.
can till my voice is gone. My head is spinning. La la da da, la da da.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
It's crowded in worship today as she slips in, trying to fade into the faces. The girl's teasing laughter is carrying farther than they know. Farther than they know. But if we are the body, why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't his hands healing? Why aren't his words teaching? And if we are the body, why aren't his feet going? Why is his love not showing? Then there is a way. There is a way. A traveler is far away from home. He sheds his coat. Why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't his hands healing? Why aren't his words teaching?
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
A land becomes cursed when men cannot be located, even when males are everywhere.
Dr. Tony Evans says the future of our society depends on understanding the difference between those terms.
The desperate need of today is to call males back to being men, as God defines a man, not as the culture defines it.
Celebrating 40 years of faithfulness, this is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. The very idea of masculinity these days is thought of as, at best, outdated, and at worst, downright evil. But today, Dr. Evans begins a new series of messages that redefine the term from a biblical perspective and explains why it's a vital ingredient in God's recipe for humanity. Let's join him.
One of the dominant questions of today can be recited simply by asking,